Grice and Dorsey named for state. The Atlanta Constitution. Sunday, 10th of January, 1915. Page 26, Column 1. Will argue Frank case appeal before United States Supreme Court, both designated by Slayton. Governor John M. Slayton on Saturday afternoon designated Attorney General Warren Grice and Solicitor Hugh Dorsey to represent the state before the United States Supreme Court against the appeal of Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, from the adverse decision of Judge William T. Newman of the federal court in Atlanta in Frank's recent habeas corpus petition. In making these designations, Governor Slayton followed the precedent set by Governor Terrell in the famous Rollins case of Valdosta, when he appointed Judge John R. Hart, then Attorney General, to represent the state in a hearing outside of Georgia. Attorney General Grice Saturday held a consultation with Attorney Harry Alexander, who appears for Frank, and was informed by Mr. Alexander that the records were mailed Saturday afternoon to the United States Supreme Court by the clerk of the federal court in Atlanta. Mr. Alexander also stated that the records will be printed at once. Under the rules of the United States Supreme Court, Mr. Grice stated, no motion can be made to have a case advanced on the docket until the records have been printed. As soon as the records have been printed, a motion to move the case up for as early hearing as possible will be made, he said.